You are your own hero. You are your own leader. You are your own master. We idolize so many people, and we want to be them. We want to be someone else. And in doing that, you lose all the potential of who you are. You mimic. You be them. You are them. You become them. And you lose you.
You have to first accept it before you can fix it. A lot of people walk around, oh man, I'm good. I'm good. No, you're not. You have to accept what you're not. And people don't want to do that. And that's the only way you can fix it. You have to accept it first before you can go on the journey. A lot of folks never even start the journey, man. They never start the journey because they live in this fake life that who they want to be, they act like they are, but they're not because they haven't fixed all this stuff yet. You got to fix this first before we can start our journey in life. You fix these problems, now your journey can begin because you no longer care about how people are judging you. When you care more about how someone's judging you, you're going to stay right there. There's no forward momentum. Your mind chooses the path of least resistance. Your mind has the ultimate tactical advantage over you. It knows what scars you. It knows your fears. It knows your insecurities. And it protects you. It knows, and it keeps you away from all that. That's why it says don't jump out of an airplane. Don't go in the ocean where there's sharks. It's a protective mechanism. Don't go back to the place where your dad beat the shit out of you in your mind. Don't go back. The brain protects you, but protects you so much it doesn't allow growth. So the brain is an amazing thing, but the brain controls you. You must control it. You must take power over your own mind, or your mind will guide you into all the soft spots, soft places that your brain wants to live in. We all have these voices in our head. We like to not listen to them. The one that comforts us and keeps us nice and warm and cuddly and gives us cookies and milk at nighttime. We like that voice. That voice, the one we want to always share, which is why people don't like to listen to me a lot. Some people do, some people don't. The only thing that changes you is being real. So basically, you know, I hadn't had the courage to go back in it because nothing was getting done. Mm-hmm. I kept on going to that nice, cuddly voice in my head saying, you know what? You don't need to do this. That's too much work, man. You've earned this. Mm-hmm. You deserve this. And that mentality got me to 297 pounds, fat, out of shape. To me, a loser. To me, making $1,000 a month and making a ton of mistakes. Because mistakes happen on the easy side of life. You take the easy road, the easy path, there's a lot of mistakes over there. The hard journey, you don't make too many mistakes over here because it's too hard. You don't want to repeat it.
The mind has a governor, like a car. If you're driving a car and the car has a governor on it, the car may say 130 miles an hour, but the governor is set for 91. Once that governor sets in, you get to 91, that car starts doing this. The car wants to go. The car wants to go, but that factory said, uh-uh, we're not going past 91. We have a factory, a nice governor in our brain, and it's a survival mechanism. It protects us from pain and suffering. The second we feel that, our mind says, oh no, this isn't fun. We should back off. We should sit down, find something more comfortable.
For me, my routine is every night I stretch out. And I stretch out for 2 or 3 hours every single night without fail. And while I'm stretching out, I'm thinking about my plan for the next day. And I'm thinking about all these different obstacles that may come up. So basically, a lot of us aren't prepared for life. We get up willy-nilly and just hope life is going to happen.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/FMH or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/FMH.
Happen. It is going to happen. But it's going to happen with a prepared mind or an unprepared mind. Most people attack life with an unprepared mind. What I do is I try to account for all things that could happen, might happen, probably will happen, and then the unknowns. So basically, I can't account for everything, but I do know there could be some things that come up in life that you need to be ready for. I know for a fact I'm not going to want to work out tomorrow. Therefore, I'm preparing my mind for that. I don't want to do that. I know tomorrow will come with some difficult decisions to make. It may come with getting a phone call saying someone died. This happened, that happened. I'm always preparing myself, not in a morbid way, but just like, look, man, be ready for life. Don't let life just start attacking you left and right. Make sure that you start to build a mental armor so then you're ready for life.
If you don't think about yourself, there's no pain, which can also lead to pain later on in your life. But in these moments when you're struggling, if you are a true leader and you're worried about your men or women beside you, your mind doesn't care how cold you are anymore. Your mind's only worried about taking care of the men and women beside you. So I started realizing, man, if I take care of these cats to my left and my right in the worst moments, my mind is no longer thinking about, you're miserable, David Goggins, get the hell out of here. You think about, how is John? How is Annie? How is Sam? How is Pete? How are you guys doing? You're not thinking about me. So there's so many things you can do to get outside your own head to then allow your body to just be like, hey, we're just a machine. But you have to let your mind be able to process all these different tactics to do that. Take a different vantage point in life. When you are in the hell, you can't see the beauty of being in it when you're in it. Get on top of that mountaintop in your mind. Get on top of that mountaintop and look down at what you're doing. You can see a whole different world, and that world is beautiful. But you got to get a different vantage point in the suck. Don't be in it. Spiritually, get out of it. Get that soul. Look down on what you're doing. Be amazed by the process of where you're at now and where you came from.
What's really wrong is the softness of this world. Everybody's not a winner. There is failure. There is tons of defeat. We have to get that back. That's growth. People have to get a little bit of toughness back, a lot of toughness back, because the backbone of this world is built off of toughness. Not like I got to go out there and do push-ups and pull-ups and like that. It's not about that. Toughness is accountability. You're not always right. There's so many things I can say about this. The world has gotten very, very soft. It's easy nowadays. Like technology is so fast. You know, no one's even going to the library. Why? Google it. Everything's easy. No one's ever cold anymore. No one's ever hot anymore. Everything is exactly the way we want it. Everything is exactly what we want it, when we want it. We are, and that's how the world is. Everything is at our fingertips. And that causes you not to use the most powerful weapon in the world, which is your mind. Everything is easy. So why? So when things get hard, how the hell can you rely on your brain when you don't know how to, because everything's so easy? So we're not utilizing enough because everything is just there.
I like to get a bunch of men together. Men. That are the hardest of the hard. And I want to be with these men. And I want to see them suffer. Because I'm suffering right along with you. But I want to see me get through it. I want to see what you're made of. I want to see, like, almost like the Colosseum in Rome. Let's go to the Colosseum. And the only way to see who the baddest mother is to suffer. You can't do it by writing a paper.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.